he might have something good to report soon.
I really would like to see that happen, and I think there's a good chance that it could happen.
The two countries are discussing how to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting some economic sanctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says the Senate and House leadership have been working together, working to build Republican support for that big, beautiful bill.
John Thune and Mike Johnson have done a fantastic job. They've been working together all the way up, so hopefully that'll be fine.
The president expects the Senate to make some changes to the House bill. Some will be minor, some fairly significant, according to Mr. Trump. Almost 50 people injured, 11 still hospitalized in Liverpool, England.
British police have said an incident in which a minivan hit crowds celebrating Liverpool's soccer victory is not being treated as terrorism. Merseyside police said a 53-year-old man, believed to be the driver, has been arrested, and they're not looking for anyone else.
And that's correspondent Karen Chamis reporting from London. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 520 points, the Nasdaq ahead 351. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service, direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Maryland U.S. Representative Glenn Ivey was denied access to Kilmer Abrego Garcia after he traveled to El Salvador to check on him following his mistaken deportation in March. Ivey says he contacted a Salvadoran ambassador and made a formal request to the Salvadoran government before his trip. He was instructed to go back to San Salvador and get a permit before he could visit Abrego Garcia. Ivey says they knew he was coming, they knew why he was coming, and they know he has the right to do so. Baltimore police have arrested a man in connection with a trash can explosion on Monday. The 46-year-old suspect is accused of setting off the explosion in the 400 block of South Gilmore Street shortly after 12:30 p.m., damaging a nearby structure. No injuries were reported. And a motorcyclist is dead after a Monday evening crash in Harford County. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So it looks like Charlie Morton's coming around.
And he got him out!
Paralyzed. I'll tell you what, he wasn't looking for that, was he? Fastball pretty much down the middle at 94. It paralyzes and freezes.
Kevin Brown and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Masson 2. The 41-year-old Morton rewarding the organization's patience by delivering his best start in an Oriole uniform. Six innings, two runs as the O's beat the Redbirds yesterday at Camden Yards, 5-2 the final. After the game, a very direct Charlie Morton.
I established who and what I am in this game. I'm 41 years old, right? I can't really expect that I'm going to go out there and have the best year of my career. I don't know if I could realistically expect that for that to happen. I didn't expect to come in and have a 10 ERA.
Morton now a 2.35 ERA over his last four appearances, 15 and a third innings pitched. And finally, for those who spent up to and perhaps over $200 to watch Caitlin Clark tomorrow night, I'm sorry. Clark won't be on the court when the Fever play the Mystics at CFG Bank Arena. The team announcing yesterday that the league's marquee player has a quad strain and is out for 2 weeks. This is the first game Clark will miss in her pro career. She never missed a game in her collegiate career at Iowa. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore makes history in women's lacrosse. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with highs in the cool low 70s. Rain showers will move in this evening and tonight as lows fall back into the mid 50s. And then we are looking at a very rainy day on Wednesday. Not only is it going to be rainy, it's going to be much cooler with highs only in the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 63 degrees in Bel Air, 69 in Halethorpe, and 69 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. I hope that you had a blessed and peaceful Memorial Day. And if you said Happy Memorial Day to somebody, I don't know. Did they correct you? Did they not? It's not a mistake I'll ever make again, I tell you that. And I did see a lot of people taking part in ceremonies across the state, of course, across the country. And I want to appreciate those that do take part in those ceremonies because we should continue to honor our heroes, not just on Memorial Day, but every single day. It is a privilege to be an American. It is a privilege to be in America. And I do not take that for granted. I do not. Before the break, we were talking about, well, first, let me say, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? Because you missed a good show so far. We got more to come. But if you ever miss anything, don't forget WCBM.com has the show archive right there for you. And we are on all podcast platforms. We were talking about the rabbi in Park Heights that was violently attacked on Saturday, but luckily he was armed, pulled out his gun, and those assailants ran off. Hopefully he received some justice there. And then also we were talking to State Attorney Haven Shoemaker out of Carroll County. They're dealing with the same juvenile problem, but the migrant arsonist, that's the story I really wanted to talk about. I saw that press release from his office last week. And I think, you know what, George, you emailed that over to me. Thank you, George. I read that and I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And in fact, that migrant, yes, an illegal immigrant, setting the trailer that he was staying in on fire. Unfortunately, with all the wind, other things caught fire. Luckily, a woman and her pets were able to escape their trailer safely. But in case you're wondering, illegal immigrants in this country do not really care, okay? They don't care about you. They don't care about your pets. They don't care about your country. They don't care about your schools. They don't care if you are, you know, a victim of crime, even by another illegal immigrant, because a lot of times these illegal immigrants are harboring other illegal immigrants. You know how that works out? They don't care. And when you see people like Congressman Glenn Ivey and others going to El Salvador to visit somebody like Kilmar Abrego or Garcia, who was clearly and is still clearly an MS-13 gang member, I just want you to keep that at the top of your mind. Do you think somebody that went down to, you know, because look at Congressman Donnie Olszewski, he would be the congressman for this woman in Carroll County. Do you think he went over to her trailer and said, hey, I heard about what happened. I'm so sorry that you were dealing with it. I do hear that that was an illegal immigrant. The detainer request is there, and we will make sure that this person is sent back to wherever it is they're supposed to be, and we will help you. Do you think Congressman Olszewski did that? No, but that's the second district there. That's the second district. They don't care. They don't care. And so I just wanted to just note again, when you are thinking about voting Democrat here in the midterms, just keep all this in mind. All right. I did want to read to you, as I mentioned before the break, the post from Donald J. Trump on Truth Social. Yes, that is your president. Even if you listen to this show, you don't like it. That's your president. Here's what he posted. Sheriff Scott Jenkins and his wife, Patricia, and their family have been dragged through hell by a corrupt and weaponized Biden DOJ. In fact, during his trial, when Sheriff Jenkins tried to offer evidence to support himself, the Biden judge, Robert Ballew, refused to allow it, shut him down, and then went on a tirade. As we have seen in federal, city, and state courts, radical left or liberal judges allow into evidence what they feel like, not what is mandated under the Constitution and rules of evidence. This sheriff is a victim of an overzealous Biden Department of Justice and doesn't deserve to spend a single day in jail. He is a wonderful person. I can actually vouch for that. And he goes on to say, who was persecuted by the radical left monsters and left for dead. This is why I, as the President of the United States, see fit to end his unfair sentence and grant Sheriff Jenkins a full and unconditional pardon. He will not be going to jail tomorrow, but instead will have a wonderful and productive life. So, first and foremost, thank you, Mr. President. Sheriff Jenkins is a great guy. We'll get him on the show so you can hear for yourself. Sheriff Jenkins was there for me during and after my 2020 run. And unfortunately, he has been dealing with the political persecution, just as President Trump and so many others. Now, I have spoken to him a few times as he was waiting to find out whether or not he could even get a pardon or what could be done. He was supposed to report today to start serving his sentence. So when I say this came in the nick of time, it came in the nick of time. And I even spoke to him, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, where he was trying to figure out another way to get a meeting, an in-person meeting with President Trump, to be able to show him all of the evidence and everything that he had. And I know he was talking to Roger Stone. There was a lot going on. But I'm glad that it all worked out. Now, here's what I wanted to bring to you, because this this is what's crazy to me. So last night I posted, you know, congratulations, Sheriff Jenkins. I had on there the Truth Social post from President Trump. And then I just had a little picture of us in the bottom, you know, me with Sheriff Jenkins the last time I was in Virginia and we were at an event together. Well, so I posted that, just said congratulations. I didn't really say anything else. Because I do. I want him to be able to come on the show, and I want you to hear everything that was involved in all of this so that you can determine there whether or not you feel as though that this pardon was something that you, you know, would have done yourself, or whether or not you think it was not right and you feel as though that he was somehow guilty of what he's been charged with. But you, we'll get to that when we get to the sheriff on the show. So here I go, and I'm just hitting like on some of the comments. Some people have mentioned on Facebook I don't respond to a lot of the comments or stuff like that. So I'm trying to do better at that. I'm trying to go through and respond to comments. And I go down, and I see the name Warren Brown. And this comment says, "You are the worst panderer I've ever come across. That POS, you know what that stands for, deserved what justice rendered." Again, that was Attorney Warren Brown. So I said in response, 3 minutes later, because I was glad that I caught that right when I posted it. I said, "This is quite the comment from the guy that defended Timothy Reynolds' murderer." Now, remember, Timothy Reynolds is a motorist. As he was downtown, was continually harassed by squeegee workers, as they call them. And he got out of his car, and it looked like, you know, I don't know exactly what happened. We saw some of the video there. There were multiple juveniles on that corner there, Light and Conway. We obviously talked about that case at length. And obviously, Timothy Reynolds got fed up, got out of his car, swung a bat at this kid, did not hit the kid. The kid that goes to his backpack, shoots Timothy Reynolds in the back, kills him, runs off. The cops were then looking for him for days. Remember that? Remember they ended up finding him in Essex at his dad's house? Well, anyways, his attorney was Warren Brown. And every time Warren Brown stepped to the podium, I noted that he kept saying, well, you know, because of this or because of that or because of this. And he's calling me a panderer, by the way, this Warren Brown. This guy lies constantly. And he pulls the race card constantly. And I am the panderer, according to Warren Brown. So I said this. Obviously, a lot of people then commented. Let's see. Some people were saying, Cam, I can't find any proof of what evidence was allegedly excluded. Can you provide a link? Again, Sheriff Jenkins will come on the show, Josh, if you want to listen. There were a lot of people talking about even Derek Chauvin, all this other stuff. And I go down. Of course, there were a lot of people commenting, but I did not see where Warren Brown then responded. Now, of course, there's lots of emojis on that comment, but he didn't say anything after the fact. Because at the end of the day, I'm not the panderer, okay? It's not me, buddy. It's you. Warren Brown has been involved in many cases, and a lot of them he takes because they have to do with race. And he thinks, like Al Sharpton, Ben Crump, and all these others, he thinks he can take these cases, he can try it in basically the court of public opinion, and people will just snap and you know, on social media and you know wherever they are and say, oh no, they deserve justice because they're black, and something happened because they're black. And you know, that is what he does. He is the ambulance chaser. He is the race baiter himself, calling me the panderer. Meanwhile, like I said, I posted this without a comment. I didn't even make a comment. Crazy. Now, do you think he's talking to the Legislative Black Caucus, those that are pushing for reparations or the commission here in Maryland, knowing that we're in a, what, $3 billion deficit? Do you think he's calling those people panderers? Nah, absolutely not. See, this is what we're dealing with, and it's pathetic on every account. It's incredible, too, because first and foremost, I didn't even know Warren Brown was following me. Thank you, Warren. Not following you back, but, you know, welcome to the show. I think a lot of people keep tabs on individuals that are constantly telling the truth, and not just myself, but other individuals, especially the black community, because God forbid, black people, and I say the majority of black people, wake up and realize what the hell you're doing. God forbid. When MLK Jr. said he had a dream, and he talked about everybody living in peace and harmony, I have a dream. I have this dream that one day they're all going to wake up. And people like Warren Brown, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, all of them will then be demonized for the constant lies that they told. Nobody's oppressed in 2025 because they're black, but these are the individuals that will continue to tell people in the black community just that. Some of these juveniles that are robbing people at gunpoint, yeah, a lot of them are told constantly that their lives are the way that they are because they're black. No, it's because you got a poor education system. You had zero guidance. Your mother could care less about you. You've been neglected. You could have been abused. I don't know. But you're on that school-to-prison pipeline. Unless you end up 6 feet deep. And there are people like Warren Brown and others that are involved with the NAACP or the Black Legislative Caucus, and that's not what they focus on. They focus on people like me that are Republicans that support President Trump. They focus on people like me that are speaking the truth. And they just can't stand it. Why? Because if you, honestly, to the black people out there that do not believe in what I say, if you were to believe what I said, it would all dry up for them. They would no longer be able to capitalize on the fact that they've been lying and playing the race card time and time again. And so, yeah, that's my dream. And to Warren Brown, I know you're listening to the show today. That is my dream, and I hope that it comes true. And if you have anything else to say to me, you can always call 410- WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And I guarantee you, producer Brian, he'll put you at the top of the line. And we could chat. I love to talk to you. So no, I'm not a panderer. I'm glad my friend received the pardon. like I said, I mean, you could draw your own conclusion when we have Sheriff Jenkins on the show. I'm not going to tell you whether it's, you know, the right thing or the wrong thing. Listen to the evidence for yourself. When we get back, we'll move on. Of course, there are a lot of people talking about Wes Moore's ads that are being run by the Democrat Governors Association. And I do want to talk about Chicago Mayor. While everybody was being wished a peaceful and blessed Memorial Day, he was wishing everybody a happy Africa Day, because that's what they do, right? That's what they do. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but I just wanted to make sure that Warren Brown heard his invitation to come on Kim Klasick Live. And tell me how I'm a pander. I'd love to hear it straight from you. Real quick, I want to tell you about the best team in Baltimore, which is Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. You see, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than a dealer, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll see, you'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They have free area towing and financing available. So all you have to do is call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmission at 410-686-6700, or you can go to jjt-online.com. You see, Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Again, we were just talking about Sheriff Jenkins, who received a pardon from President Trump just yesterday. Like I said, I'm going to see which day he could come on the show. Will it be this week? Possibly next week. I know he has a lot going on since receiving this pardon. Like I said, he thought he was showing up to serve his sentence this morning, received the pardon yesterday afternoon. I can't even imagine what he is going through. And so when I called him yesterday to say congratulations, he was like, hey, and he had to go fast because he was on the line with Steve Bannon. So I'm sure there's a lot of people contacting him and, of course, giving him the well wishes, but also, you know, trying to figure out what the next steps are here and how he can tell his story, because, you know, it is something to be told. We were talking about Warren Brown, the fact that he called me a panderer on Facebook last night. Real rich coming from that guy, isn't it? Marty in the text line said, Kim, don't forget, Warren Brown also defended Officer Amy Caprio's murder, Duanta Harris. I forgot about that, Marty. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Those are the kind of people that he defends. My friend Darren sends me a text message. He says, good morning. You know, Warren Brown's son was convicted for human trafficking just a few years ago. I didn't know that. He didn't defend his son, apologize to the victims, or show up as a character witness for his son. Warren said after his stepson Cody was killed by repeat violent offenders that he would no longer defend these type of people, but defended the killer of the squeegee extortionists Dante Scott and Ward never turned in the gun. Ward Brown is, in fact, a black panderer. Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Darren. I didn't know his family was involved in the criminal activity. I guess I'm not really shocked. I will say this. You know, you don't know which way certain people are going to go in your family, so I'm not going to put that on him. But the fact that he calls me a panderer and he does all this pandering time and time again, it just shows you what we're dealing with. He would rather make that comment on that specific post than address all of the other things that I post all of the time, even recently talking about the Minneapolis business owners that are black that did not receive a dime after their businesses were looted, after the George Floyd riots. They came forward and talked about it. Do you think Ward Brown wanted to comment on that? Of course not. Sorry that it got me so upset. It's upsetting for me. I get called all kinds of names, and I'm you know, pushed around. People say all these things, and it's like, I'm not any of these things. And even my older brother, one of his friends came to him. He said, you know what? Your sister gets a lot of flack on social media. He said, but what's so crazy about it is she's not anti-black. She doesn't say anything, you know, wrong about black people. When she points stuff out and she talks about those that are in elected positions in her area, it's because they are Democrats and they happen to be black. And I was like, exactly. You know, I talk about Johnny Olszewski and all the others just as much. It has nothing to do with color for me. What's right is right. What's wrong is where I am. But one day someone will see it. I got my friend Mark in Connecticut. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Kim, good morning to you and all of the other men, all of the men and women listeners out there. I'm calling from Windsor, Connecticut. I grew up in Charter Oak Terrace in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm a black male. And if you would look up Charter Oak Terrace in Hartford, Connecticut, I had this conversation. I was with a bunch of my fraternity brothers last night. And we were having some conversations, and we started talking about, my conclusion was our race, the black race, is on a decline. There are a lot of segments that are doing well, but, and I pointed out, I woke up this morning, and you are talking about the exact same points I brought up, the inner city crime, and who's committing that crime? Youth, 14 to 22-year-olds. And then how apologetic the Democrat politicians are of those people. Here in Connecticut, what they do is they lower the juvenile crime age. I mean, they raise it so that now 20-year-olds are juveniles. And then they don't want to prosecute these people. These people are shooting people. They're carjacking. Carjackings were so bad here a year or two ago, it was almost pointless to even call the police. And one of the brothers said to me, "Mark, you hate black people." And I said, "I swear you were in the room last night, Kim. You must have been." And I couldn't believe when he said that to me. And it was like, why? Because I'm pointing out our deficiencies.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark, it's, you know, I got to take a break here, but I appreciate you calling in because this is what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And I just want to say, even there in Connecticut, thank you for continuing to speak the truth. I know you're not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. But hopefully one day this will all come to an end and people will realize what's really going on. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Wes Moore and some of these campaign ads or seemingly campaign ads coming from the Democrats Governors Association and all these other PACs. And then also the Chicago mayor wishing everybody a happy Africa Day on Memorial Day. There were black soldiers, of course, that also gave their ultimate sacrifice.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Britain's King Charles says Canada is facing unprecedented challenges in a world that's never been more dangerous. He opened the Canadian Parliament today. The King's visit to Canada comes against the backdrop of President Trump's remarks about Canada as the 51st U.S. state. Consumer confidence, measured by the Conference Board, has rebounded this month following five straight monthly declines. The latest Russian attack on Ukraine could be the last straw for some Republicans in Congress. They're demanding the imposition of crushing sanctions on Russia for its devastating drone and missile strikes on Ukraine. President Trump says the Senate and House leadership have been working together, looking to build Republican support for his big, beautiful bill. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 520 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back prices to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega-3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial sales are going on now through May 29th. Go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good news from the back end of the Birds' bullpen yesterday.
About a three-game win streak here. Jordan Walker is standing in the way. And that fastball is Jordan Walker's final reckoning today as the Orioles seal the deal on their first three-game win streak of the season.
Three up, three down, two strikeouts for Felix Bautista. Nine up, nine down for the O's bullpen in all. As the Birds defeat the Redbirds 5-2, the final, backing up Charlie Morton, who got his first Orioles victory of the year. Meanwhile, a mother-daughter duo from Baltimore made NCAA women's lacrosse history on Sunday. Kate Levy from McDonough and her mother, Coach Jenny Levy from Roland Park, becoming the first daughter-player-mother-coach pair to capture the NCAA crown as North Carolina downed Northwestern 12-8 to win the NCAA title. And finally, high school football, the annual Big 33 Classic, pitting Maryland's best against Pennsylvania's best, went to Maryland on Sunday night.
Smith, back in the end zone.
Throws.
Touchdown.
Touchdown.
There it is. I might have stamped the MVP for him. I might have stamped the MVP for Smith.
42-21, the final. Maryland's first win in the series since 2018. Northern High School's Tom Abel was the coach. Davon Smith Jr. from Mervo, 5-for-6 in the air, a pair of touchdown passes, as well as 88 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Miles Hallberg, a James Madison University recruit from Northern, had 8 catches for 74 yards. Evan Blauer passed for 113 yards. And Tywan Reed rushed for 113 as well and a touchdown. Coming up in 30 minutes, revenge is a dish served best cold. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, tracking the rain showers rolling in as we get into Tuesday afternoon and evening. Temperatures only into the 70s. We're going to be much cooler with a lot of those wet conditions on Wednesday. Rain pretty much from the morning into the afternoon and highs only in the 60s. Few isolated thunderstorms into Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Heating and cooling contractors. Savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-frequency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to all of you. And like I said, I know some of you are playing hooky today. I see you. Oh, no. I'm not complaining because there's no traffic out there. Or there wasn't earlier when I got here. But I am. I'm hoping that you're able to enjoy the break. I know a lot of us work very hard, and we have to be able to afford a lot of what's going on in this economy. Speaking of which, before we get back into some of these topics, did you know that Republicans are polling higher than Democrats in regards to who voters trust to fix the economy? Yes, there are some new polls coming out. Republicans right now, 45%, Democrats at 37%. And if you go to Citizens Free Press, they have links there to many polls that are coming out in regards to the economy. But apparently most individuals do trust that Republicans and President Trump will fix the economy faster and better than Democrats. And guess what? I happen to agree with them. Yes, I do. I have a text here from Ron in Occupy Baltimore. He said, Kim, I got called to jury duty about 10 years ago for a gang member. I think it was BGF. Accused of a murder on Bentaloo Street. We were just talking about Bentaloo Street. Yes, because we're talking about Detective Sean Sooner. Let's see. Ron says the gangbanger's defense attorney, wouldn't you know it, tiny little Warren Brown. He is a big part of why Baltimore City is a third world country. Yes, that is true. Those are the people that he defends all the time. I mean, it's like the fact that he called me a panderer. You know, maybe he didn't. He accidentally meant to write it in his journal, right, dear diary. He meant to write it to himself because there's no way that he thinks that I am a panderer in regards to him. There's just no way. But I did want to tell you guys about those numbers when it comes to the economy. And I do hope that we are able to succeed. And especially, you know, after this big, beautiful bill and all of those that have been saying that it's not going to do the trick. I hope that it does do the trick. Trust me, I look at it and I do question some parts on whether or not it's going to add to the deficit. But we'll continue to watch and see. Obviously, there are economists that are weighing in today on the big, beautiful bill. And as I said yesterday, or I mentioned yesterday, that we're going to read some of those assessments and then we'll talk about them here on the show. I did want to just bring to you real quick here before we talk about Governor Wes Moore. I wanted to just bring this to you because the Chicago mayor, just yesterday, of course, Memorial Day, he posts this video and it just, at first I saw the video and I kept scrolling because I'm like, you know, he might be wishing everyone a happy Africa Day, but maybe possibly he's also wishing everybody a peaceful Memorial Day. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to keep scrolling. Well, you know, the day goes by and then there's many people online pointing out the fact that he really did not even mention Memorial Day. And as my friend Darren, and I appreciate you all the time, Darren, sharing, you know, some of the posts here and the links talking about, obviously, Memorial Day was once Decoration Day, but talking about how many black soldiers fought
and gave the ultimate sacrifice, and that is why we honor their memories on Memorial Day. So it's not a thing about race, right? I mean, think about how many people gave the ultimate sacrifice over the years that are, you know, of any race, any color, any religion. It's not something you think about, right? They died serving this country. But here is what the mayor, Mayor Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, here's what he posted on Memorial Day. Take a listen.
Hello, I am Mayor Brandon Johnson, and I am proud to join you in recognizing and celebrating Africa Day. The continent of Africa is made up of 1.2 billion people with diverse countries full of rich traditions, cultures, and heritage. The African diaspora can be found in cities and countries around the globe. And right here in Chicago, our proud African communities have made indelible contributions to the growth and fabric of our amazing city. So this Africa Day, let us take a moment to celebrate the achievements of the people of Africa, the progress made by African nations, and the traditions and culture they have shared with us. And let us also show them that we will embrace and support them as they continue to overcome and face their challenges head on. Thank you, and happy Africa Day, everyone.
And there you have it. The mayor of Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson. I didn't even know that there was an Africa Day, so I did learn something new. But that is what he chose to make a video in regards to on Memorial Day. It was Africa Day. The music, the jingle behind it was phenomenal. Don't you think, Brian, the producer? I mean, he should get a job at radio, this guy. But if I point things out like this, I'm sure there's somebody that's going to tell me that I'm anti-black for pointing this out. But even our friend, and I know many people, you know, say a lot about our friend Terrell and Owings Mills. He calls all the time. But even he called yesterday, in case you missed it, in case you weren't listening to the show. And, you know, shame on you if that's the case. But even he called yesterday to talk about the sacrifices that were made by many black soldiers, by people within his own family. And for anybody, for anyone to make Memorial Day about race, you could go to H-E double hockey sticks for all I'm concerned. This jack-off in Chicago decided to post that video on Memorial Day. And who knows? Maybe it is Africa Day. I don't even know. But what a shame. What a shame. Now, I bring this also to you because last week we were listening to some audio from a constituent of Mayor Brandon Johnson's in Chicago. And remember, he came to the podium and said to Mayor Brandon Johnson that he believed that he was racist. And I remember Brandon Johnson's response was, I reject the notion that that's a serious question. That's not serious. Remember that? He refused to really, truly respond to it. But after seeing that yesterday posted on his social media accounts, I'm right there with that constituent that accused him of being racist. I'm right there with him. But shame on Brandon Johnson and his ignorance. If he believed that he should celebrate Africa Day in lieu of Memorial Day because he thinks Memorial Day is about white soldiers, shame on you. Read a book. Look, we all know that I don't read a whole lot. I don't know a whole lot. I'm accused of it all the time. No one's accusing me of being super intelligent, and I'm right there with them. But even I know about the sacrifices that were made by black soldiers and their families. Shameful is what that was. All right, I do want to move on from that. Governor Westmore, a lot of people talking about the fact that there are some ads that are being played that are basically telling constituents of Maryland that they should call his office and tell him what a great job he's doing here in the state of Maryland. Now, these ads are not coming from Governor Westmore directly. I'll be very clear about that. These ads are coming from the Democrat Governors Association, and there might be a PAC. I have to see whether or not there's a separate PAC that's running the ads. But just so we're clear, they're not coming from Governor Westmore's campaign. They're not coming from the governor's office, okay? Let's be very clear on that. But in these ads, they are regurgitating the exact same talking points that Governor Wes Moore uses. And most notably, the one that he says, we're saving the middle class on taxes. There's lots of tax cuts from the middle class. Now, I consider myself the middle class. I don't see these tax cuts anywhere. Maybe I'm lower than middle class. I don't know. But I don't see them, and nobody else sees them either. I want you to take a listen because there are analysts that are weighing in on this now. John Deedy, we've talked about him before. He's an analyst with Fox 45. And I thought he made some really good comments on this that I didn't even think about. But remember, John Deedy, he's not a Republican. He won't probably tell you what he is. But, I mean, if you follow him on X, you can kind of see where, his loyalty lies. But I just want you to take a listen to what he had to say about this.
Along Baltimore's Inner Harbor on a sunny day.
I'm greatly concerned about the economy.
State taxes are super crazy.
People have a lot on their minds about leadership in Maryland and the outlook of the state.
I think they should be doing more for the everyday people.
Over the weekend, an ad supporting Governor Wes Moore played during the Baltimore Orioles game.
I'd say Governor Moore is doing a good job.
Urging them to call his office and tell him to keep making the same policy decisions and echoing the same talking points the governor himself says about cutting taxes.
Actually cutting taxes for working folks.
Though the ad ignores the $1.6 billion in new revenue the latest budget raises for Marylanders.
First of all, it's rare that you do an ad buy, even a political action committee, 18 months out. That surprised me a lot, which kind of gives me the sense that maybe there's some internal polling that's not looking that good.
Political analyst John Deedy says the last General Assembly session was rocky for the governor, so the ad could be an attempt to build back positive approval ratings with Marylanders. In March, a Gonzalez poll showed a decline in job approval for the governor, going from 61% in January to 55%.
I think the one thing I think about with this is a lot of the reason they're spending this money rather early on Moore is Moore is seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party. And it would be a major elbow to the ribs to have Moore lose next year running for reelection. So I think they're trying to do a little bit of triage right now.
All right. That was John Deedy again on Fox 45. You heard there, Mackenzie Frost. And these ads basically say that Wes Moore is this great guy and he's doing all these great things. Again, they're run by a PAC. Could be two. I can't figure it out. But they're not run by Governor Wes Moore or his campaign team or anything like that. But what John Deedy said there today is similar to what I said yesterday, which is there's internal polling going on. That's what I figure as well, is they're noticing that Wes Moore isn't polling so well. A lot of people are talking about former Governor Larry Hogan possibly being interested in running again. I still haven't heard where he is on that. But you do have Ed Hale that's now in the Democrat primary. You've got John Myrick. He is running for the GOP side of the ticket. And then you have even the Green Party, Andy Ellis. He's gotten in the race. And I will tell you what, don't agree a whole lot with his philosophy and policies. But he has Governor Wes Moore pegged, and I think he would kill him in a debate. I really, truly believe that. I do. And I think some people are noticing. Now, Governor Wes Moore, another thing that John Deedy said there is that it's going to be a very expensive gubernatorial race. I didn't think about that, but he's right. He's right. This is going to be expensive. If you are a supporter of John Myrick, please donate to him today. Okay? This is going to be expensive. Now, the Democrat primary, I think it's probably going to get very ugly. Very ugly. And I do hope that they have debates, and I hope that Governor Wes Moore shows up. But I also noted here, he can't lose this election bid. Could you imagine if Governor Wes Moore even lost a primary? Boy, oh boy. Do you know how upset the DNC would be? And that's why I know, even with this race, if it gets close to the primary, I mean, you're going to have Barack Obama. Everybody's going to show up. But here's the thing. We saw just this past election cycle that Barack Obama isn't as liked as he once was. Now, what it would look like in Maryland, I'm not sure. But even the Democrat Party has started this initiative called SAM, where they're going to make this conscious effort to talk to straight males and try to get them to consider the Democrat Party, which is so weird. They're spending like $20 million on it or something like that. And I was looking at it, I was like, you don't have to spend money on this. You just have to stop with the nonsense. If you think straight males, right, the ones that are going hunting and fishing and all those that they try to get with Tim Walz, which I thought was also hysterical, but if you think that you're going to get them on board with this whole, you know, let's make sure we bend over backwards for men that think that they are women, you are sadly mistaken. You couldn't define what a woman was just a couple years ago. You think a straight male is rocking with you? Really? You support nonsense. A lot of these straight males have daughters. You think they want their daughter competing against a biological male in soccer, boxing, basketball, swimming, lacrosse? No! The Democrat Party, just so you know, you're not getting a lot of these straight male voters back until you stop with the madness. You can spend a ton of money on it if you want to. But straight male voters aren't lining up to vote for Pete Buttigieg and his husband, Chastity, and their two twin biracial adopted kids to be in the White House. That's just the honest to God truth. I'm not homophobic. I'm not, what is the other words? Transphobic. I'm not any of those things. That's just the truth of the matter. So this is interesting. And if Governor Wes Moore, if he can't hang on to this, there's no way he's going to the White House. And I would say with the economy, the fact that on June 1st, your electric bills are going up again. Remember, energy bills are going up June 1st, right around the corner. He's got some problems. All right, we get back. I did just want to mention to you, Parker Jensen. Remember the Marine hopeful at Towson High School? He had some good news. I just wanted to share that with you.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president. A man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country. And he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Hope Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show today. I think I had a lot of fun today. I'm glad that I'm no longer sleepy or tired or drowsy. I was thinking about it. What if maybe my doctor's a liberal? Maybe that's why he didn't tell me to just take those at night. He wanted me to fall asleep while I was doing the show. That guy. I should find his social media and find out. Man, oh, man. Well, anyways, I had a great time with you all today. You know, the question of the day at WCBM.com, just go back to that. Should Donald Trump ban international students at Harvard University? That question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Final results here, 77% of you say yes, 23% of you say no. You're going to be surprised, maybe, possibly, on my response. I say no. There are lots of international students, I think, at Harvard that end up having great minds and do great things. But what I believe is that the Trump administration, or even if it was somebody within the State Department or what have you, if they could go through and actually check out personally these international students, checking whether it's their social media accounts, whether it's something that, you know, possibly they posted in the past, figure out where they have been standing when it comes to these protests. Do they have anything threatening language on their social media accounts? If you find those individuals, I would put them on a list and I would deport them immediately. I would not allow those individuals here. I would not. But when it comes to international students being banned at Harvard University, the majority of you say, yes, do it. I think about those that come from, you know, whether it's, you know, Bosnia or have you, and all these other areas where they're not participating in these protests and they go on to do great things here in our country. But I know not everybody, obviously only 23% of you agree with me on that one. And I will be the odd man out. I'm fine with it. Speaking of the odd man out, I just wanted to bring you this good news. The Towson High School student, Parker Jensen, Marine hopeful, remember he was suspended and told that he could not attend prom or graduation because he asked a simple question about where the American flags were at Towson High School, which is by law something that should be there in every classroom. And he actually filed a lawsuit and almost immediately, it's probably the swiftest lawsuit I've ever seen, almost immediately was settled. He did sign an NDA, so we don't know exactly how much he got paid, but we do know that he did get paid. Of course, it was our tax dollars. Don't forget that part of it. But I felt bad for this kid because he was being demonized by the Baltimore County school system for asking a simple question. And it is by law something that they're supposed to make sure that they adhere to. And so congratulations to you, Parker Jensen. Congratulations to Chris Pabst and Project Baltimore for escalating this story so that it made it on a national scene. I know I saw them on Fox News and other news networks, and because of that, I think that's why they got their act together at Baltimore County Public Schools. But they showed a video of him attending his prom, so he had a great time. He gets to attend his graduation. He's no longer suspended, and he goes off to the Marines in just a month or so. So congratulations, Parker Denson. Sounds like you're winning in life. That's what it sounds like. See? Land of opportunity, all the possibilities. All right, tomorrow we have lots to talk about. Obviously, I do want to check and see what some of these analysts are saying about the big, beautiful bill. I'm sure they had time to read it over the Memorial Day weekend. And there's still a lot going on in regards to Trump and Putin as well. As always, thank you, Brian, for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy or